Oma gyanan ti mirandasya gyanan jana shalakaya. Chakshur unmilitamena tasmai shri gurave namaha gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya tadalaya krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya namo namaha. Vandeham shri guru varam shri rupanu apravram rajaras rasikam cha narayanam tam prapannam shri guru charanam vande ramana prishthaya bhutale rupanu ga bhaktidam cha kripamurti narayanam. ओ भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट for spiritual masters Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to entire Rupanand Gauriya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, our guardians, and to Shri Vamandev, Shri Jiva Goswami, whose Avirbhav Tithi we celebrated yesterday, and to Shri Bhaktivinod Thakur, whose Avirbhav Tithi we are observing today. So, if it wasn't for this great soul, none of us would have known who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what this Parakya Bhav of Sri Radha and Krishna is, what Srimad Navadeep Mayapur Dham is, what Srimad Vrindavan is, Jagannath Puri is. None of us would have known. Therefore, he is known as Bhakti Bhagirathi. Bhagirath Maharaj, what did he do? He bought the Ganga River from... Anyhow, he pleased Lord Shiva, and anyhow, he brought this Ganga River to this planet Earth to deliver his ancestors. But what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur do? He brought this stream of pure bhakti. This pure bhakti, what did he bought it from Golok Vrindavan. He brought this stream of Golok Vrindavan, of pure bhakti flowing from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan, and he gave it to each and every conditioned soul. This is what he did. To this day, that river of prem that he bought is still seen in the hearts of so many, regardless of any belonging to any institution, regardless of belonging to any sampradaya. Everyone is being touched by the waves of that great river of prem that he bought. So therefore, today is his Avirbhav Tithi. And it is said, Srila Gurudev himself would say, that whatever you're seeing in me, he'd say, is the mercy of Jaiva Dharma, he would say. Whatever you're seeing in me is the mercy of Jaiva Dharma, he said. He said, my Guru Maharaj, he told me to translate this book, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then we've heard from the Vaishnavas that when Gurudev was translating this book, Jaiva Dharma, he had so many questions. So then when he asked Param Gurudev told him, you must ask Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. I will solve your questions, but also you must pray to him. Anyhow, you must submit your questions at his lotus feet also. And then he will inspire all the answers from within also. So therefore, when Srila Gurudev was translating this book, he was praying so much at the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the purports of this great book manifest in the hearts of everyone. And therefore, it says that everywhere I go, I only speak about what I have realized from this priceless book, Jaiva Dharma, he would say. Say that the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, everything is there in Jaiva Dharma. He would say, no, how it is beginning from Naimitika Dharma, gradually to Nitya Dharma, how Naimitika Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives the example that water, the Nitya Dharma water is Taralata, to flow. But now water has become ice, and this is its Naimitik Dharma. So therefore, to make water flow again is its Nitya Dharma. Similarly, the Jiva, the Nitya Dharma of every Jiva is to serve Sri Krishna. But now, because the Jiva has been covered by the gross and subtle body, it has become absorbed in its Naimitik Dharma. So what does Sri Guru do? He gradually makes the Jiva renounce his Naimitik Dharma and become established in his Nitya Dharma. And we've seen now how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is gradually describing from the very beginning of Jaiva Dharma, how even the Mayavadis, this Sannyasi Thakur, He was so much absorbed in this Mayavad. But then he saw this devotee chanting this Panchatattva mantra and the Maha mantra, tears in his eyes in Kashi. And then searching for this Vaishnav, he came to Godroom. And there he had darshan of Pradyumna Brahmachari. So there he heard Harikatha, and then his name was changed to Vaishnav Das. Then we see all this gradation of how all these questions are being answered. And all the religions of this world are being described also, like Islam, Christianity, everything. And then gradually the essence of Jayavadharma is seen in this dialogue between Vijay Kumar and Brajnath and Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj, and then Sri Gopal Guru Goswami in Jagannath Puri. There we see how first, there Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how there are two kinds of Diksha, Vidvadrudi and Anusthaniki. And normally, most of the Jivas that accept initiation, they go through this process of Anusthaniki, means the ritualistic process for fire sacrifice, mantras, and gradually we are being given entrance into this realm of initiation. Not that immediately we get initiated and we realize Radha and Krishna. Gradually. But we see how this is not the case with Vrajnath and Vijay Kumar. They got Vidvadrudi. Vidvadrudi means immediately when they were given these mantras, this Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, and all these mantras, immediately they realized, they saw Radha and Krishna in their hearts. When they received this Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their hearts. And this way they even realized in which rasa they're serving in. So we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur beginning from the very lowest form of dharma, how to offer your mind, body and soul gradually at the lotus feet of Krishna. Gradually he's making the jiva advance more and more, and then making the jiva even realize what this parakya bhav is, what one's thai bhav is, how thai bhav combines with this sattvic vibhav, anubhav and vyabhichari to form bhakti ras, and how one becomes established in his sambandha in either shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya or madhurya. He serves Radha and Krishna. Brajnath was in Sakya Ras and Vijay Kumar was in this Madhurya Bhav. This way he is describing the essence of Ujjwal Nilmani there in this third section of Jayavadharma. Normally it is said in the foreword, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj himself said that in Bengali, the first two divisions of Jayavadharma are published, not the third division. But then he said, because of the special permission of my Guru Maharaj, he says Sri Narayan Maharaj has even published this third division of Jayavadharma together. The three divisions are published as one book, he said. So this way we see how Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described everything. No, like yesterday was Jiva Goswami's appearance day. We hear how Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, they would have like, some say that, oh, they had some difference of opinion. Jiva Goswami was more on Swakya Bhav and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur was more on Parakya. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has himself said, he has reconciled their statements in his commentary on the Brahma Samhita, which Gurudev published. No? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur has himself said that actually the gopis, they are actually Swakya and Parakya both. Swakya means they're Krishna's own Swarup Shakti. No, if a person is found massaging his own arms and legs, you cannot blame him. How can you blame him for being immoral? Similarly, the gopis are Krishna's own Ladini Shakti, Radharani's Kaya Vyuha. So when he's enjoying pastimes with them, it is like Swakya. At the same time, he's described how they're Parakya also. He said in Golok Vrindavan, the gopis have a conception, they have an abhiman, that they're married to one particular cowherd boy, gop. Radharani has the conception that she's married to Abhimanyu. No, Lalita has this conception that she's married to someone else. All the gopis, they have this conception. But then, when they descend to this material world, this abhiman takes a stool roop. It takes a form. Means that conception of having an husband takes a form as a personality himself, as Abhimanyu, this Govardhan Mal, Durumad, and all of them. Similarly, it is said that Yashoda, that in Golok Vrindavan, there is no killing of demons. But still, there is like some conception. Oh, Krishna, he killed, or Putana died at the hands of Krishna. Kansa was killed this way. Similarly, that conception takes a form in Prakatlila. So he has described all this in Brahma Samhita. So we see how merciful he is. He is giving us a glimpse into the spiritual world itself. How merciful can such a personality be that he is giving us this taste of how the spiritual world can be like? No. Therefore, we see that every Vaishnav, not just Vaishnavs belonging to this Saraswat Dhara. But even the Babajis also, they're so much indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many of the Babajis, they actually sing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans. Many of them. No, they all sing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans. No, like even the Mahantas, Radha Kund, they openly admit that we sing all these kirtans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, in one way, they've received so much of their own bhajan pranali from Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. Everything is actually like his. You know, when some problems arose in the Gaudiya Math, many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur were taken away and published in their own names. But actually, they were like the literary works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. And we see how merciful he is, how many books he has given to us, and how Gurudev himself has published so many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Like if you see out of Gurudev's collection of like 50 books, maybe 30, 35 are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own books. Like his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, this Rasik Ranjan commentary, and then this Chaitanya Shikshamrit, and then Bhagavatarka Marichimala, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing how Sarup Damodar Goswami himself appeared to him in a dream and explained this Janma Desyata verse to him. Sarup Damodar Goswami himself, see the cover of that book, Bhagavatarka Marichimala, you can see Sarup Damodar Goswami is giving darshan to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sadal Sukhadev published, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Siksha in Hindi, he published Vaishnav Siddhantamala, Jaiva Dharma, and then so many other books he's published there, which are all like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own books. And so many others are also there. It is said that when Swami Maharaj, when he was leaving this world, he had one disciple, Pradyumna. So then he told Pradyumna Das, who was like his Sanskrit editor, that, I had a desire to publish so many more books, he said. But now I have to leave, he said. My time is cut short. So then this Pradyumna Das, he asked Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, which books were they? Then he said, Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrit. All these books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, I wanted to publish. And then he said, but unfortunately, now I don't have time. But he said, if you can, all of you should publish, he said, these books. Therefore, Swami Maharaj would say that anyone who is helping in this Sankirtan movement of Mahaprabhu, Swami Maharaj said, I promise to you that if you are sincere, Bhaktivinoda Thakur will himself come and take you back to Godhead, he said. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself will come and take all of you back to Godhead, he said. There's how much love and affection Bhaktivinoda Thakur has for everyone. And we see how he's touching our lives, you know, from the very beginning. From Mangalarati, we sing Vibhavari Shesha. And then again, afternoon arati, Yashamati Nandan. Again, evening arati, this Radha Krishna Yugala Milan, Gaur arati. Like our whole day, the sadhana in our whole day is like based on his kirtans, on his Upadeshavali and everything. So he was born on this day. He said he was born on September 2nd, 1838 in Bir Nagar. He was born there. So his mother's name was Jagat Mohini Devi. His father's name was Ananda Chandra Datta. So his father left this world when he was only 7 years old. Or 11, I think. 11 years old, his father left this world. So then he went to his mother's father's house in Bir Nagar, his maternal grandfather. There he studied for some time. And therein, he is mentioned in his own biography how everything was like so degraded there, he said. It's like how it was before Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. Like cats and dogs marrying each other, and then like women, like prostitutes dancing in front of others. And then so many bad things, people taking so much intoxication. He said, I saw with my own eyes, he said. So this way, gradually, as he came of age, like in his own biography, he has described, in this Swalikit Jivani, he has described how once he came across one deity, and he asked one person who was making this deity, is this deity being brought to life? He said, no, Brahmin should come. And then when Brahmin looked Pran Pratishtha, then it will be brought to life. Then when the Brahmin came, again he asked, oh, is this deity brought to life? He said, when the eyes are set, then the deity will be brought to life. But then nothing happened, he said. He said, oh, people, they were only making business out of making sculptures and appearing them to be as deities this way. So then he went to Krishnanagar from there. And then he went to Calcutta, where he studied there. And if you see in his biography, again, he mentions how many different personalities he met there in Calcutta. No, like the Vaishnavas described that he would speak in English in all these universities then in the 1800s. Can you imagine? No, India had no exposure to English education by then. Now it is different, but by that time, nothing. He would speak everything there, but then still, some were envious. They would call him a Bible thief because he was, they said, oh, he's stealing all the teachings of the Bible and presenting it to the masses. So this way, he even met the family of Rabindranath Tagore there. The brother of Rabindranath Tagore, this Satyendranath Tagore, he was actually a friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Rabindranath Tagore, as you know, he wrote the national anthem for India. But there were followers of Brahma Samaj. So Brahma Samaj, we know they're like Mayavadis. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own uncles, they were also Gaudiya Vaishnavas at first, but they also became followers of Brahma Samaj. So then anyhow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gradually changed them as well. Then he started preaching everywhere. And then we know how he became an official with the government. No. And then he was posted in different places. In Odisha, like in Cuttack, and in all other places. And then he went to Jagannath Puri. He's a district magistrate of Jagannath Puri, where he had a very good relationship with the Pandas there. Pandas used to like him so much. And then there were also Vaishnavas that described so many animals, buffaloes, goats would be sacrificed at this Bimala Devi temple. No, many goats, buffaloes, they would all be sacrificed there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no, you must stop this, he said. Don't do this anymore, he said. No, you're like the sevaks of Jagannath. He requested them, no. We must be very careful in our dealings with the Pandas in Jagannath Puri. No, we must never lose our temper with them. Very dangerous consequence if you lose your temper with the Pandas, because they're like the very near and dear ones of Jagannath. So even if they beat you, they even like abuse you and say many things, and you say something back to them or raise your hand on them, it's very bad. Very bad for our sadhan, because they're like very, very near and dear to Jagannath. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing by his own life how he said he had a very good relationship with them. And this way, he said that he started giving his classes in Bhakti Mandap in the Jagannath temple. There's Mukti Mandap, no, near the Narsingadev temple. As you enter the Jagannath temple inside, there's Mukti Mandap. But then, the Mukti Mandap, as you know, the Mayavadis would sit there, because Shankaracharya's mutt is right there, this Govardhan mutt. So many of his followers, they come in, they speak there. So he established his own Bhakti Mandap. There he would speak on the Bhagavatam. There he would speak on all these different teachings of Mahaprabhu. And as you know, Mahaprabhu's Padpeet is also there. So therein he would make everyone realize in Mahaprabhu's teachings. And therein also he started all these Namahat programs. To this day we see devotees still have Namahatta programs. To this day, this is how preaching is going on. Even temples are not there in so many places, but Namahatta programs are going on. But devotees, they invite others to come to their homes. They speak Harikatha. Mostly they're householders, not even brahmacharis and sannyasis. They're all grihasthas. Therefore, some Vaishnavas would say that even Swami Maharaj was in the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he has said in Jaiva Dharma actually, that in Kali Yuga, this renounced order of life, this Virakta Jeevan is very difficult. So therefore, he said, one gradually becomes a grihastha and then goes to vanaprastha and then gives up everything, he said. But then Gurudev, as a footnote, he has mentioned in Jaiva Dharma, saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he spoke this from a particular perspective. But his own son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established this Daivi Varnashram Dharma. First, one goes through brahmachari, and then if one is, if he feels he's suitable for that stage, then he continues on. Or else if one feels he's more suitable for this householder stage, then he goes there. And then again, he leaves home after he's 50, 55, and then he takes this renowned stage of life. So this way we see that he establishes Namahatta programs everywhere, where he would go on a horse from one village to village, sometimes even on a cycle. You can imagine, he's going from a cycle to one village to another village, where he's going, he's distributing prasadam, he's cooking by his own hands, he's educating all the masses on what real proper bhakti is. Because then everything was mixed, no? Because some deviant philosophies had entered this Gaudiya Vaishnava Vichardhara. No. Some Babajis, they would say, oh, Parakya Bhav means that you enjoy with other ladies and beget children. So even society had lost respect for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gradually went and he filtered all these lines. No, he got out all these misconceptions from there. So then he was preaching there in Jagannath Puri, and then the Vaishnavas have described this history that once he spoke in one place and there was some devotee there, became so angry, saying, why is he coming and speaking here? He's like a karmi, a government official, and we are renounced personalities. No, clean this place with cow dung, he said. So immediately his disciples came and cleaned the place with cow dung and everything, and they left. And then, because it's very disrespectful, no, to do that. So then that person who spoke like this, immediately he got cholera, jaundice, tuberculosis, everything. I started suffering so much, passing stool, vomiting, losing blood. And then Jagannath Baldev himself appeared to him in a dream and he said, you have no sense. What has he done to you? He said, has he done anything to you? But still you're so envious of him. They slapped him, punched him so hard, and then they left. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself came when he heard. No, when he heard, he felt so bad for this devotee, saying, oh, because why is he suffering so much? No, because Vaishnava's heart is always melting for everyone. No. So he himself came and he gave him Charanamrita of Jagannath. He said, drink this. Then he became all right and he fell at the feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, begged for forgiveness. So this way, this is how he preached there. And then as we heard also how he would speak katha in this Bhajan Kutir also, no? Which is right near Haridas Thakur Samadhi, where ISKCON have built a temple now. That was his Bhajan Kutir also. There he's described how he would go to the ocean. Vaishnavas have described, no? That he would see the waves in the ocean and he would say, oh, look at these waves, no? Now, like this Bhav Tarang. Every wave resembled one Bhav. And he made this Navdeep Bhav Tarang and so many books there. And he said, even I saw so many Vaishnavas there, like Sarup Das Babaji, chanting Harinam, weeping. This way, he had so much respect for other Gaudiya Vaishnavas also, this way. And then therein, we saw that this assembly of devotees gradually started. And then when he was leaving Jagannath Puri, it is said one old lady was following him from behind when he was leaving, because he was posted somewhere else now. So when he was leaving Jagannath Puri, one old lady was following him from behind. So then he asked this old lady, who are you? He asked her. She said, you're leaving me and going now. For so many years, you nourished me with your Harikatha. You stopped all these things, sacrifices of animals that were being done in front of my very eyes, and you're leaving me and going. And he asked, who are you? He said, Mataji, who are you? He said, I'm Bimala Devi, she said. I'm Bimala Devi, she said. I was like, listening to your Katha so much. Now you're leaving. Now how will I ever be able to stay here in Puri? So Bimala Devi herself came. And anyhow, she requested Bhaktivinoda Thakur to stay. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we know, he, in one way, he also stayed in Puri. In another way, he continued his preaching everywhere. So, this way, we see, we hear that how he gradually went to all the other places. And like we see, like how the six Goswamis, what did they do? They revived, they restored all the pastime places of Brajmandal. No. And they wrote so many books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did the same thing. Therefore, he's Saptam Goswami. It is said that actually when he was going to Vrindavan to do bhajan, Tarakeshwar Mahadev himself appeared to him and told him, saying, don't go. Manifest these pastime places of Mahaprabhu in Navdeep Mayapur. Just go back, he said. And then again Bhaktivinoda Thakur went back. And then we know he had this darshan in his bhajan kutir in Godrum Dweep, which is non-different from this island of Nandagaon. From the forest of Nandagaon, he stayed there, no? Because Radharani is always coming and cooking in Nandagaon. So he stayed there. And there, as we know, he performed his bhajan and there he had darshan of this place, Mahaprabhu's birthplace, glowing there with a tamal tree. Therefore, if you go to Radha Kund also, you'll see it is called Tamal Tala. The place where Mahaprabhu sat down, there's a nice tamal tree there. Why? Because in Mahaprabhu's birthplace in Mayapur also there was a tamal tree. So I think the devotees planted a tamal tree there also, like to commemorate. And only Tulsi would go there and he manifested this place, invited all the Vaishnavas. And as we know, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he said, this is the appearance place of Mahaprabhu. No. So then we see that even when he was retired, the British would come and approach him for advice. So to this day, you can see you can see by your very own eyes, a railway line is coming to his house. It ends at his house. You can see right in front of his house, in front of his Bhajan Kutir, Sarup Ganj, the railway line ends there. So to this day, the British would come in the railway lane and ask him questions there. So you can see how much respect even they had for him. And we hear, lastly, I'll end with this, how that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the middle of the night, he would cook. Vaishnavas have described this Leela, no? How he would cook puris and so many things. And his wife, Bhagavati Devi, would think, what is he doing in the middle of the night? And he'd say, oh, you don't understand. It is even described, sometimes he'd even dress as a gopi also. No, he would even dress like that also, Gurudev has said. And then he was cooking puris, and Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, even when the Ganga was overflowing, anyhow, he said, oh, one small boy, Gaur Gopal, he got me across. And then they sat and spoke Harikatha there. They honored this Mahaprasad that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had cooked. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a great Vaishnava. And every day, we remember him. But just by remembering him, one is purified of all anarthas. And he will achieve this prema itself just by remembering him. Therefore, he's Satchidananda. The essence of Sat, Baladeva Prabhu, Chit, Krishna and Ananda, Radharani herself. No. But then the other Vaishnavas are explaining, Anandamaya Bhyasat. Not Satmaya Bhyasat or Chitmaya Bhyasat, but Anandamaya Bhyasat. Means strictly follow She, who is the Sarup Shakti. So he was like the maid, he was the maidservant, Srimati Radhika, who appeared in this world and who gave two precious gifts, Mayapur and Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So therefore, in this way, having composed many kirtans for Sri Guru, Vaishnavas, Nityanand Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Radha, Krishna, Harinam, he has given us everything, this treasure of prem for us, that we can hanker and try to strive to achieve at every moment of our lives. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the day he sent this Mahaprabhu book, 1896, to the West, that year, Swami Maharaj was born. And Param Gurudev himself was so strict. When Gurudev wrote an article where he said, Haridas Thakur was born to a Brahmin family, but then Muslims later adopted him, Param Gurudev said, no, this is not true. And Gurudev said, I heard from other Vaishnavas. Param Gurudev said, no. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Haridas Thakur was born as a Muslim. But why are the others saying that he was born to Brahmins, but then his Brahmin parents died, Muslims are no. Don't say this. You edit it. Make sure that you write that he's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. We follow his Vichardhara. So I offer my pranams at the lotus feet of this jewel of a Vaishnava, this crushed jewel of a Vaishnava, and pray that he makes us devoted at the lotus feet of his representatives, Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasandhevcha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha.
Omagyantimirandasya gyanantinashalakaya chakshurunmilitamena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasandhevcha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we're observing the most auspicious appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All of us know his glories. We've heard so many times from Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. And therefore, we have some, this mamata. We have, among our Guru Varga, we feel so much close to this personality, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And as we has been told, like the whole day, so much of our like devotional practice is based on his like daily teachings. Our daily practices are mostly based on his teachings, his songs. From the time we wake up to the last like worship of Thakurji, we're all using like all his prayers and we're studying all his books. We all know this. So just briefly, we try to glorify him on this day. So we know that he is an eternal associate of Sri Radha and Krishna and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. As an eternal associate of Sri Radha Krishna, she is Kamala Manjari, the dear servant of Sri Rupa Manjari. And in Mahaprabhu Lila, then we know he is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Saptam Goswami. Our six Goswamis headed by Rupa, we know they're the one who established the teachings, the innermost desire of Mahaprabhu in this world. So they have discovered the pastime places of Sri Radha and Krishna. They have written all these literatures, books on Bhakti Rasa, especially glorifying the love of the Brijbasis and explaining the philosophy about this Raganuga Bhakti. So then also they establish dittis and etiquette. They're teaching how to properly behave as Vaishnavas, especially in the line of or in the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but we know these teachings, like the flow of a river, sometimes it gets clogged, sometimes it kind of get lost. So we see at a certain point that at one point, people don't even know where Mahaprabhu's birthplace, what to speak of, who is Mahaprabhu really, and what is his teachings. So like almost 100 years before appearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was considered like a dark age. Although our Goswamis have already come, they have already written all the books. Their books were already distributed by Narottam Srinivas Shyamananda. But at a certain point in time, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, we know the situation in India. There's all these wars, sometimes Muslims like breaking temples. Also, the British came and also not only breaking temples like the not like the Muslims, but also the culture they're trying to break. So all this Western philosophy, Western like lifestyle now coming. And so who's thinking and who's learning about all these nice, beautiful teachings of Mahaprabhu? Especially at that time, the many so-called followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're not really following exactly what is teachings of Mahaprabhu. Mostly are just imitating. And so there was a very bad time. So, but this is mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then this personality has come. Today, his appearance day, that was in the year 1838, if I'm not mistaken. Then he appeared. And we know what he has done. Like our Goswamis, he has written so many books. More than 100 titles he has written in so many languages also. And he was the first one to send to the West in the English language teachings of Mahaprabhu. Also, aside from that, then we know he has discovered and he has protected like the pastime places of Radha Krishna, but especially Mahaprabhu's also. You cannot find any book written about Mahaprabhu's pastime places. This Navadvip Mahatmya, he has written, even before he discovered Mahaprabhu's birthplace, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this already. And we know how he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 1747, there was a big flood. Around this month, this Bhadra, this month, this is like rainy season in Bengal, flood season. It said that the Ganga like overflowed and changed course, and the whole Mayapur became underwater. So for like almost 100 or more than 100 years, this place has been underwater, and therefore the new generations don't even know anymore where is this birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with the help, everybody knows, with the help of Srila Jagannath's Babaji Maharaj, then he discovered this place. Actually, when they discovered this place, we know how Jagannath Babaji Maharaj was jumping in ecstasy. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, now we have discovered. So how should we prove this? What is our praman? Then Jagannath Babaji Maharaj said, that is your mission. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he found all these maps, around 10 maps he discovered from ancient times, from the British period and even before that. And he made all comparison and trying to show that, yes, how the Ganga changed course. And based on accounts in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and now they're trying to determine where the exact places are. So this is how Gurudev said he has gifted the world this Mayapur. But that's only one thing. Knowing the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, But now we have to know the glories of Mayapur. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written like so many things manifesting to this world, the glories of Shinabadvip Dham. And of course, we only can learn this by also his like a representative. He has also given his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And by him, he actually was the one who made it so that this desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur be established. So he has established his Gaudiya Math. He continued the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Namahat programs, and in a very systematic way. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like our Goswamis, they established the glories of the Dham, the pastime places, not only of Radha Krishna, but especially of Mahaprabhu. But, you know, even in Braj, we've heard so many times, Gurudev would tell that sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur would travel. And in Braj, he even cleaned, like there were all these gundas, like they're all like staying near Govardhan, near Radha Kund. And therefore that place, like very fear, many people fear going that place. Pilgrims are like suffering so much. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur here, he cleaned these places. So then we know how Bhaktivinoda Thakur also established deities like our Goswamis. So he's established the deities of Radha Madhav, Gorgadadhar. And now also Srimati, like Gaur Vishnupriya. Like they're all now being worshipped under the care of the Gaudiya Math. And also proper like etiquette, proper behavior. If you study all Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, then you will learn all these things. He's written all commentaries of Upadeshamrita, all commentaries on Shikshastakam. So, and really, like very important books he has written that now devotees, we know in Kali Yuga, we have no like patience to study and to read. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mercifully saved us from having to like endeavor so much. And therefore he's written, he has already compiled for us, so we don't have to go through like each of the books of Jiva Goswami, the books of Baladev Vidyabhushan, the books of Rupa Goswami. He has written them all very nicely in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Jaiva Dharma, Harinam Chintamani, and all these very important books that if we really like study, then we can become truly like follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can properly behave as Vaishnavas. As especially like in Jaiva Dharma, he would say, those who does not read Jaiva Dharma, or those who read Jaiva Dharma will certainly attain Shuddha Bhakti. But those who do not read Jaiva Dharma, they will never attain Bhakti. And he said, those who read Jaiva Dharma, they will have this abhiman that I am Rupanuga, like this. So we can see this is his gift. So therefore, today, his appearance day, then the Vaishnavas all over the world, like celebrating so much and thankfully offering their prayers and asking for blessings that, by his mercy, then we become bona fide members of this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vancha kalpataru yasya pasin vacha.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Gurave Gaura Chandaya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaham Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Brajarasarasigam Chanarayanam Tang Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktinam Chakripa Murti Narayanam Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Vancha Kalpataruvyasya Kipasindu Bheva Japaditanam Pavanabhya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaham Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanams, thousands of times, Lotus Vidashi Paramaradidam Guru Padapadma, Am Vishnu Parastotra Shishimar Bhakti Veranta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanams, thousands of times, Lotus Feet of my Shri Rupa Anuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanams unto all the Sambhur Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we are celebrating, under the guidance of Sri Hari Guru Vaishnavas, we are celebrating the divine appearance day of Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also known as Saptam Goswami, Seventh Goswami, because he is considered none less than the six Goswamis themselves. All the same activities that the six Goswamis accomplished and performed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not doing any less. He is doing exactly the same things, fulfilling the Manobhishta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, to reveal the Dham, establish deities, write devotional scriptures, and not only that, but practice them in one's own life. These were Mahaprabhu's four special instructions for his followers. Therefore, these four activities, they're very near and dear to our Guru Varga, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he exemplified these perfectly in his own life. As we've been hearing from the Vaishnavas, the glories of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then the Krishna Consciousness movement or the Bhakti movement that we see now today in present day, this is all but due to the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everything is built and constructed under his guidance and based on his teachings alone. As we just heard, he is Bhakti Bhagirathi. And so Srila Gurudev, he has described how when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, that time was a very dark time. That time only in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, so many illicit practices were going on. But there was no real pure current of bhakti. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with his hard endeavor, even though he has so many worldly responsibilities, he took on himself. But his commitment and his responsibilities for following the Prem Dharma of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributing to the others, that was always foremost in his life. He said, E dehera kriya abhyasa koribo jivana yapana lagi. Shri Krishna bhajane anukula jaha taha anuragi. He showed by his own life that day by day your bodily maintenance, your work, all these activities will go on. But this should be just one abhyas. One should go on habitual. It should not interfere with your devotion. In the sense that you should not put all your time and energy and mind and life into these things, thinking and planning and developing these things, your own, trying to survive in this samsara. But rather, Sri Krishna bhajane anukula jaha tahai hoba anuragi. Become an anuragi. That is, become a follower of Tishtam Vajaya Tat Anugami Jan Anugami Kalam Naya Dakhilam Ittya Upadesha Saram. Try to become a follower of the Anuragi Jan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Sari Grahi Vaishnav. The Vaishnavs, they accept the essence of everything. The very essence of the teachings of scripture, like a swan. The swan is so expert that it will drink the milk and it will throw out the water and only accept the solids, the milk, the protein. So the Vaishnav, the Rupanuga Vaishnavs, headed by Rupa Goswami, they have churned the vast ocean of scriptural teachings. And they have, like the milk ocean was churned by the demons and the demigods, and what happened then? During that pastime, four different incarnations of Bhagavan manifested. And also then finally nectar was produced. So this vast ocean of scriptural teachings, so many Vedanta, Purana, Upanishad, Upapuran, Itihas, Mahabharata, Ramayan, Tantra, Agam, Nigam, so many thousands of different scriptures. Who is going to go through all of these things? Who is going to understand? And Sanskrit is so difficult. One word then has so many different meanings. Like when Guru Paramahansa describes this verse, Anya Bilashta Sunyam. Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam. Just for this one Shil Dhatu, for this, there's so many explanations, whole pages and pages, classes and months of class just explaining all these things. Now, who is going to interpret all these scriptures? So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is like a Rajhamsa, Paramahamsa, Sarigrahi Vaishnav. He took the essence of everything. And not only did he take the essence, but then he gave it back to this world in a very easily accessible, in a digestible form. What is that in the local language, local sweet Bengali language, in the form of his songs? And therefore, in his songs, all the essence of the teachings of the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, all these have been given there. That which is very helpful for the jivas of this age, to help us develop nishtha in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, develop nishtha in Vaishnavas. If you can see, if you take Sanskrit compositions, how many Vaishnava Ashtakam is there? Can you, anyone, show me a Vaishnava Ashtak? Where are the glories of the Vaishnava describing us? One Sad Goswami Ashtak is there, and one Bhagavad Ashtak is there. Apart from that, only our Upasya Tattva is described. But the Vaishnavas, what is Vaishnava Seva? All these things, Charya Vaishnava Seva, Nistar Pai Chakra, all these things have been described. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has described in his unlimited songs. Jai Jan Vaishnav Chiniya Loya Adare Koribo Jabe Vaishnavara Kripa Jahe Sarva Siddhi Taha Avashya Pai Betaha. He says that person who can recognize the Vaishnav, then definitely, and respect him, definitely he will attain all perfection. Because this is actually Mahaprabhu's instruction. Prabhu Kahe Krishna Seva Vaishnav Sevana Nirantara Karo Krishna Naam Sankirtan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he exemplified all these things through innumerable kirtans. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sahagara Edase Koruna Kori. You are an ocean of mercy. Please make me your servant. And he's praying in this way. And all his kirtans, beautiful, he described everything. You can see from, like we heard, from Mangalarti to Shayanarti, all Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans. Gurudev, one time, I remember, end of Kartik, we were singing. He was asking, he would sing these songs, Chintamani Moy, Radha Kunda Tata. Openly in public in the assembly, he would ask everyone to sing. But some people are so foolish that when anyone else is singing, try to follow and sing these songs, then they are complaining, oh, why are they singing these songs? But Gurudev himself would have these songs sung in public. Dekhite, dekhite, bulibo vakabe nidastula parichoy. All these songs Gurudev openly would have sing during Kartik time. And Gurudev said, sometimes I become astonished when I see the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and hear the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. I don't know which is higher. Sometimes I think, oh, Narottam Das Thakur is so high. But then when I hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans, then I become astonished and shocked. And oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's moods are so high, so deep. In this way, we can see all, mainly we sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. From morning to evening, everything is there. And this, especially this mood that Srila Gurudev gave, this nishtha in braj, bhakti, nishtha in becoming maidservant of Srimati Radhika, where has this come from? This is all there in the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Gaura braja jane berana dekibo hoibo varaja basi, tokon damera sarup spuriba naina hoibo radhara dasi. Said that person who does not see any difference between the residents of Navadip Dham and Vajnandal Dham, they are true Brajbasis. That time the Dham will reveal itself to your own very eyes, and then you'll realize that I am an eternal maidservant of Srimati Radhika. He's described Kabe Gauravani Suraduni Tate Harade Ha Krishna Baru. So when will that day come that I'll wander onto the banks of the Ganga in Gaurmanda singing Harade Ha Krishna? So many beautiful songs there. We are singing day and night. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the essence of all that scriptural teachings and he churned it and he took the very nectar of the essence and he gave it to the jivas in a very digestible form. Because if the teachings are very not so easy to digest, but if you can prepare, like any prasad, if you prepare it in such a beautiful way that not only it's very tasty but also very digestible, then it is very helpful. But if it may be very tasteful, but if it's not digestible, then how will the jivas get benefited? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave it in such a way. And by his own example, he showed, by his writing, then by his practices, everything, very perfect. And some people, they will question, like we heard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's character, or they become envious. Like one time, the king of that time, Orissa, he was envious of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur had become the superintendent of the Jagannath temple himself. All the seva in the Jagannath temple, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made very nice. He had a good friendship with the dieta, but he's the pandas. And he cleaned up all unwanted practices. Sometimes they were slaughtering animals there, and so many unwanted things were going on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur made Jagannath seva very nice. So this king, he became envious and he did the yajna, tantra. Oh, he wanted to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But when they did the Purnahuti, the final offering, then the king of the sun died. So in this way, so many people, they may question. So many Babajis and people, they don't follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They don't accept Prabhupada. They don't accept this line. No, they have their own line. But in reality, in this modern day, the Krishna consciousness movement, this bhakti movement, it is all Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mercy. Anyone who doesn't accept the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just as we heard, can never be a true follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can never be a true Rupanuga. And they can never enter into Shuddha Bhakti. That's why our Guru Varga, Vaishnava, they speak so strong against all these illicit practices. Param Gurudev was one time in Mathura. I know many, many pilgrims, they came there from Radhakund. And they were talking about Siddha Pranali, this and that. Then Param Gurudev asked you, how much paisa did you give for Siddha Pranali? 2 paisa? Is that how much you gave? How much did it cost? For 2 paisa, they are distributing Siddha Pranali. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur Siddha Pranali, you read Bhajan Rahasya, Ashtayam Sadhan, from Shraddha Bhajan, Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kiya, Anartha Nivritti, then Nishta Bhajan, then Ruchi Bhajan, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. This is the crumb based on the Shikshashtakam. For Gaudiya Vaishnavs, there's only one Siddha Pranali, that is Shikshashtaka. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Bhajan Rahasya based on the Shikshashtakam. 8 times of the day, you meditate on the 8 verses of the Shikshashtakam and the moods within. Therefore, Gurudev says, if you want to attain perfection just for 7 days, you follow this, you lock yourself in your room, chant 3 lakhs Harinam, and you follow the moods of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and you'll be guaranteed you will get Bhav Bhakti in 7 days. First day, you follow the first yam. All the slokas that are there in the first yam, starting from what? Krishna Varnanti Shah Krishna, Sangopang Asta Parasidam, Yajna Sankirtana Prayaya Bhajami Kali Pavanam. Mahaprabhu is Kali Pavana, the purifier of this Kali Yuga. Anyone who is Sumedas are very, very intelligent. He will worship him through the process of Naam Sankirtam. So bhajan starts where? Having faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you follow, you remember and cultivate and practice all the moods in that first yam. Then Shraddha will be instilled in your heart. Then you move to the second yam. Not only that, but for the Jati Rati Sadaks and Ajati Rati Sadaks, there are verses there also. For those who are already in the stage of Rati, then the sweet pastimes of Govinda Lilamrita have been quoted. And you directly enter into your... with your antas-chintit siddha-deha, you begin serving Radha and Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur here has given everything. So we are very lucky. And Srila Gurudev, he had so much nishtha in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you read Gurudev's books, it's all Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's books and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, because they are the foremost followers of Rupa Goswami. They revealed and published the teachings of Rupa Goswami Pad, who is the Manobhishta Stapaka of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purports on all of Shikshashtakam, Mana Shiksha, and Upadeshamrita. Then he's actually the whole Bhaktivinoda Thakur has 2 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, Rasik Ranjan and this Vidya. One more commentary is there. Actually, the whole Rasik Ranjan commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually quoted by Gurudev in his Gita commentary. Gurudev has added Bhaktisirup Siddhanti Maharaj's commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, and his own. So actually, Gurudev's Gita is 4 commentaries in 1. And Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Prem Pradeep, Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, Bhajan Rahasya, all the teachings and books, works of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the prominent teaching books, Gurudev tried to publish them all. So therefore, anyone who is, and Gurudev said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to know this verse of Srila Bhakti, two verses. This Amnaya Praha Tattam Harimaha Sarva Shaktim Rasabdim Tadvi Nangsang Jivam Prakriti Kavilitan Tadvi Muktang Chavavar Beda Beda Prakash Sakanapi Saranam Shuddha Bhaktim Sajam Tatpiti Upavasiti Janam Gaura Chanda Swayam Saham. This is Guru Bhaktivin Thakur's Dashmul Siksha. And Vishnath Sakri Thakur's Arajya Bhagavan Vajasitanas Tadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kashi Rupasana Vajavaru Vargena Yakalpita. This Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Premupamartha Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dranapara. That if you want to understand Srila Gurudev's heart, then you'll have to follow and the practice the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Gurudev's heart is there. And that in Bhaktivinoda Thakur is who? He is Kamala Manjari herself. In Sri Brijman, in Eternal Braj, serving Srimati Radhika as a maidservant. Therefore, he is Rupa Anugavarayate, under the guidance of Rupa Manjari. So all these moods, the Vaishnavas are also, by force, they're putting us there. Vishabhano Sutta Charana Seven, all these songs, these moods of Bhaktivinoda Thakur we are singing. So we are praying that day after day, every moment that we may be able to be a true footstep follower of Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, because they will help us realize and understand these moods of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So praying here on his Vyas Puja, on his Divine Appearance Day, we're praying for his mercy. Vanchagal Puru Vrishta ki Pasindu Veveja Bhattanam Pavani Vaishnava Vyonam.
Hare Krishna. Tirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Paditanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Nama Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurattise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javete Vignanas Abhishta Puran Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Sarupaya Rupanu Gavarayati Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadrastu Sanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinash Sankarni Singhadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishnu Prata Giriraj Govardhanjeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohanjeev ki jai, Prajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajeshwari Madhishwari Pranashwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Brajadevi Gan ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Today is Saptam Goswami Bhaktivinoda Thakur Divine Affairs Day. How is appears this world, this things is all Guru Varga's
all time glorifying and explaining. Bhaktim Thakur, father name Andachandra Datta, but his grandfather name is Ishachandra Mostopi. In British time, very big landlord, big area, mostly like after Navadvip, Shantipur area too, he is starting his all property and landlord is. But he is, Vaishnavas is respecting, Bhaktas respecting. Many Bhaktas ask, come, he is near, he is serving and helping. Mostly Advaita Prabhu's dynasty, nearby Shantipur, they time to time coming, he is near. And all Vaishnavas, Yaman, Bhaktis, all program is they practicing and also teaching him. He is asking this life, how will be successful? Then Advaita Prabhu's followers are, they telling, you are worshipping Dadosh Gopal and Chosoti Mahanto, Ashtakaviraj, Sala Goswami. They are Mahaprabhu's near and dearest, very close to Mahaprabhu. And Dadosh Gopal, they are Nityananda Prabhu's all personal associates. They are giving Bhakti Rasa and Nam Rasa, Prem Rasa. They are bringing flood and distributing everywhere, showering, everybody giving this nectar. Then he is telling, okay, he is starting this, Dadosh Gopal, worshipping for arrangement. Nice, small, small temple arranging, and Dadosh Gopal for. After his all Vaishnava philosophy, all books is collecting, and all acharyas inviting, big landlord, very rich, and then all coming, they saying, how I am meeting with this Mahaprabhu, yeah, Krishna. Then telling Vaishnavas, oh, one side Jagannath, then other side Baladev Prabhu. Middle is Yogamaya, Subhadra. So Gurudev near offering yourself, then Yogamaya taking responsibility, connecting with this, giving connection within Lord Mahaprabhu, yeah, Krishna with this. Then he is starting this worshipping and installing deities in Yogamaya. And Yogamaya Devi is near praying. Any satsanga, sadhusanga, real guru, real Vaishnava bhaktas association. Otherwise, life is useless. No sadhusanga, satsanga sevadi ninnam. He is hearing tulayam lobanamapi nasargam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat sanghi sanghi sakuna kimutasiso. Or sadhusanga, sadhusanga sarvashastri koye. Law matra sadhusanga sarvasiddhi hoy. So now he is praying Yogamaya Devi is near. Yogamaya Devi and Dadosh Gopal and other Vaishnavas, his mercy with his daughter Jagat Mohini, giving marriage Anandachandra Datta with his after this son is born. This, his name is giving Kedarnath Datta. His father, Anandachandra Datta, so he is born, then his name is Kedarnath Datta. And after childhood to grandfather has a lot of love, but childhood what happened? Big plague come. Like India now COVID come, that time plague come. Like that time fever, diarrhea, body swelling, and bus. One person not die only, village to village finish. But British time, British not giving any medicine, no arranging. That time no hospital also. Very rare. Big way town has any hospital doctor. But Ishachandra Mostopi, his just grandson born, and other, his father is passed away. also this Birnagar Ula and nearby, all villages, all complete finish, this plague with this. Bhaktun Thakur writing his Bijanram Sanyasi, Prem Pradeep, many books is giving some hints. Then his mother taking him, his uncle house is Odisha, Balasur. Uncle is there. Then she is taking this baby, son, he is gone. It's there. Childhood is there, his all school, college, everything is running. Kotak is sometime Balasur, sometime Bhadrak, and after he is in Calcutta. Sometime come back Birnagar, there to his Krishnanagar, this English school, English medium. He going there, he or any program, he is giving very nice lectures. English, all are surprised. Only 10, 11 years is, and his English thoroughly, also very nice lectures. All British, this there is Pope, Father, Bishop, yeah, their principal, professor, lecturer, there is very attracted with him. After they are selecting him, Calcutta College. There also he is going, he is many places, he is also his college inside, he is giving lectures for Sanatana Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma, Atma Dharma. He is writing magazine also at time, starting magazine, English magazine, first starting. After Odia, Hindi, Bengali, 18 languages is starting. That time he is collecting all grantha. This Chaitanya Charitamrita not possible available. Chaitanya Bhagavatam, yeah, Vaishnava, all grantha. And all he meeting within this Babaji's, any other bhakta, this Baul, Aul Baul, Kartapaja, Nela Darvesh Sai, Otibadi, Churadhari, Gauranganagari, Totakai, Terror, Sanganahikari. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur meeting with everybody. Anywhere classical program, going there also. Other, he is calling everybody, starting program. Why? Basic, basement, where to they start? Where to come Baul? Also, he is writing Baul Kirtan. He is writing Baul Baul Bolshi Sabe Hoche Baul Kajana. How many Bauls is there in this world? Man Baul and Batul, Pagal, Krishna Prem, whose person has? They tell me, I am Baul, I am Pagal for Krishna Prem with this. You have Krishna Prem, you have Jala Prem. He is hearing everything after his Khandan Mandan. Writing, cutting and distributing all are who is real Baul? Who is Karta Bhaja? Nala Darvesh Sai, the Smartha Jati Gosai, he is all Aditya Vansa, Nityananda Vansa, everybody with his meeting. After his government service is starting, and that time government giving his Odisha, Jagannath Puri, this post magistrate post, that time many problems come. His very big pressure come. Why Gajapati Maharaj there is Odisha, Jagannath, not only Odisha's control but British that time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is British representative. With him very big fiction come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur never care this. He is telling Jagannath temple inside, why making slaughterhouse? This Vimala Devi is front of there, Lakshmi Devi is behind this, and one secret temple. There they, every day, this goat, sheep, buffalo, animals, they are cutting, killing, blood everywhere. Also, no bhaktis program, nothing. Then he is, Vimala Devi with his, making this contract. How contract? Before also his born is there, Jogmaya Devi's great mercy with his. Therefore, he has Bimala Devi with his good relation. He is telling Bimala Devi is near. Bimala Devi says, no problem, I am helping. You are giving her class. You start now. Now, Bhaktun Thakur Jagannath temple inside is. Courtyard, there, Mahaprabhu's footprint, there is his starting class. Every day. And slow, 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 big gathering. Then he is changing everybody. Ekadasi, no more cutting animal. Following Ekadasi, no more eating fish, no other non-veg eating. And Mahaprasad eating, they cooking, offering, but not eating. They eating non-veg. But they serving and dirty making, pan chewing and throwing, also they passing urine nearby gate, see, very spitting. Oh, Bhaktun Thakur, everything is changing. Rajyatra time come, that time Jagannath Puri to Jagannath temple to Gundicha going, then not direct road. Middle is one river. So this said three car, that said three car. A river to crossing by boat. But after Bhaktun Thakur, British near to taking permission and making bridge and making one road. And road is not too small, 320 feet its length. Very big road, nice road is making Bhaktun Thakur first time. And first time it is three car, direct going, direct coming. Also, this Bimala Devi is mercy. Bhaktun Thakur like Vyasdev, all Granta publishing, all books is Goswami's desire fulfilling. He's writing, printing, but who is distributing? So Vyasdev like thinking, after God desire with his Sukadev Goswami came. So like Bimala Devi's mercy with his, desire with his, this prachar for Bhaktun Thakur desire, Mahaprabhu's movement is how running, therefore he come Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. This Odisha, Jagannath Puri temple nearby, now is Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, there, this, that Vardanda, Prabhupada appears. There is big Sankirtan running, Prabhupada appears. Also, everybody know how Bhaktun Thakur, every day, after his all duty, government giving two horses in, and also palanquin driver. Anytime he going, all village nearby, all village going. His first is establishing, manifesting by mercifully Ramananda Raya, birth place. Also, Madhavi Devi, Sikhi Mahiti, Murari Mahiti, all places. And everywhere, Sakshi Gopal, there is, and Alnath, and there is Bhubaneswar, Khirchara Gopinath, everything is like his, all disappears like dead. But nobody going, nobody worshipping, jungle, forest, broken, and complete like his, not useful, useless. Bhaktun Thakur giving like new life. Sankirtan and Sevak for giving all facility government to, arranging all seva, then all our life come. Why they not worshipping? Nobody coming, no pranami, temple opening, sometime no water opening, sometime any lamp, no bhoga, like this position. Also this Tudagopinath seva, like this jungle, nothing. Bhaktun Thakur first is, this everything starting. And also where Chatak Parvat, anybody not know, Gombiraj position, very, when pathetic. Bhaktun Thakur is Gombhira, Radhakanta Math, Radhakanta Seva, he is starting. Not only Jagannath Temple, Balgundi Uddan, Aitota, all Mahaprabhu Lilasthali, Jagannath Puri, Satasan Math, after Haridasa Samadhi. Now you are looking this position, this is Bhaktun Thakur, causes mercy with his slow, slow progress come. Gaudiya Math, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur establishing, opening. After, now ISKCON come, other, everybody come. Before, one to Babaji, only ringing bell, he had doing some Madhuguri, anyhow maintaining. Nothing there. Yeah. But Bhuktam Thakur, how is starting revolution? Also, he is every day giving class, Harikatha. Jagannath Temple, outside, on Ekadasi day, how many places program? He is buying vehicle, lantern. That time, no electricity. Kerosene oil, arranging. Village to village giving. And they are calling everybody. Ekadasi day, you are together doing kirtan. Harinam Sankirtan, opening Nam Hatto. Then, Bimala Devi, she is very happy. Therefore, Prabhupada Sastakur Naim first giving Bimala Prasad. Kamala Prasad, Bimala Prasad, Lolita Prasad. Like one by one, he is giving name. So now, Bhuktam Thakur, then government looking Calcutta, Bihar, sometime this Brajamandal. His duty time, government sending many places. Why? His complete Odisha, his complete is changing. And mostly people now starting this Namahattu and Kirtan. And many were Mahaprabhu's footprint and Mahaprabhu's great temple, books, everything he's publishing and distributing. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur came Brajamandal, meeting with his Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, there is Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, Gurukshetra Babaji Maharaj, many, many other sadhus. Then there is complaining, oh, here is many thief, many dacoit, and all stealing, any visitor coming, disturbing them. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, yes, I am arranging everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, government person, is everything arranging. Also, this Parikrama Marg, there is like is jungle, small road, and throne. Bhaktivinoda Thakur government to taking permission and telling, soon making nice road, everything. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's gone back his duties, he's inviting Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj old, but he's going prachar. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one program, Amlajula, Medinipur, there is Ekadasi night time, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj never sleeping. Daytime fasting, nighttime fasting, also nighttime no sleeping, no complete night kirtan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are gone meeting with him, kirtan and Harikatha for looking how is Harikatha and dancing is. All are surprised. 140 years is what is Harikatha. Very strong. And he is dancing. And everybody dancing. No sleep. Maya coming, how? Nidhadabhi, how coming? Not possible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, oh, first I am hearing his Harikatha. That day I am understanding his Rupanuga, Mahaprabhu's near and dearest. After his inviting, requesting, where is Mahaprabhu's birthplace? How understanding? Somebody is saying here, somebody is saying there. One time, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, they come by boat. Everybody requests where Mahaprabhu's birthplace. His boat came in this Ganga and moving there, Ganga boat. He say inside Ganga, here is birthplace. Then he is gone. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur inviting all. That time Radhacharan Das Babaji Maharaj, Radharaman Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhagwan Das Babaji Maharaj, many scholar Babaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur inviting everybody. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, everybody with good relation, respecting. All are came by Sankirtanamitis. Big Sankirtanamitis. Also Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came. Bihar Das, his sevak, carrying 2 months within basket. He came. And his Sarvabhauma, supreme authority, all Babaji is following him. Everybody Sankirtan movement which is come. They are entire crossing Ganga and entire next side, each side, and they are gone. And then this dancing. All are singing. Jagannath Babaji Maharaj on basket too, jumping. And there he is starting dance and Sankirtan. Then these places is Mahaprabhu brought place. But that time, all editor, this newspaper, all Indian, many scholars came. After they say, okay, you telling this truthfully or no, all are checking. There is one hill station, high And there they are starting digging. Digging. Jaho Radha Govind. All down is they finding this Adakshas Murti and everything Mahaprabhu's. Then they believe. After Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is 1 month continue staying and starting Kirtan day and night. And there, 1 month Kirtan, that time starting this temple building. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every day chanting Harinam and moving everything, and all, every day, all are for arranging prasadam and temple work is start running. After some time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, this is Mahaprabhu Jagannath Mishra house, need is Brahmin Sevak. Other caste is Vaishnava Bhakta good, but Jagannath Mishra is Brahmin. So I need is some Brahmin Sevak. They cooking, they worshipping. Other seva all Vaishnava is doing, but these two things is needed. That time arranging to Brahmin, but these Brahmins are, their nature are Kali Yuga Brahmin, their nature can change. Other caste possible changing. Brahmin nature changing, big problem. Prabhupada only his disciple, this Bhakti Madhava Gosai Maharaj, Bhakti Buddha Sroti Maharaj, Bhakti Vidya Bhan Maharaj, mostly all Brahmin family, high class Brahmin families. So Prabhupada, this all are is collecting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and two Brahmin arranging, but looking, they're hiding, and any pranam is stealing, not this much, they eating gutka, mani supadi, pan, and they drinking chai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, this is not good. Then he is giving order, Prabhupada, Devi Varnasram for. Say, caste Brahmin, no need. I need is soul Brahmin. Soul is part and parcel of God. Then soul is Brahmin. And this you starting now. And also you took sannyas and you opening temple, ashram. Otherwise, Bhakta, devotee, Vaishnavas, where staying? Who teaching? Who helping? No protection. Asusanga, tagi Vaishnavachar. Everywhere asusanga. No sadhu sanga. Where going sadhus near? Where finding? Maya everywhere, then you opening center. This is necessary. This world is center. And also Vaishnava Grantha. You now printing, distributing. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur near Prabhupada promise. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur first is telling Prabhupada for you how maintaining. Going school, college, university, but Prabhupada is big astrologer. Big, all special qualities he has. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then, this Mayapur, 300 acres land, government to taking and giving Prabhupada. But Prabhupada doing bhajan. Gaurakshisadra Raja Maharaj giving diksha. And what saying? Naam bhajan. And Krishna bhajan. Radha bhajan, yeah, Mahaprabhu bhajan. Only pleasing for them, Harinam. Varsabhanavi Daita Das, his spiritual name. And telling Naam bhajan necessary. But he is now continue 3 lakhs chanting every day. And all things following Bhakti's rules. Sometime after, Mahaprabhu himself, all parampara, there is requesting, no, enough now. Now you distributing and you changing. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu movement is all will be off. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, lot of grantha. After, look, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing Amrita Prabhava Bhashya. Prabhupada writing Anubhashya. All purport, double. After everything, Prabhupada is starting. And then, now is all are also here present. Otherwise, not possible. No ashram, where going Bhakta devotee? Who giving training? Therefore, Prabhupada saying, this is hospital. Gaudiya Math meaning hospital. This spiritual hospital, meaning spiritual program, falling for no taste, no desire. Disease is a lot of. The disease, who is removing, who giving this medicine? And also, this is very big, this Paramartha Vidyalaya, Paravidya, Adhishtatri Devi. They, who teaching and who is giving training? Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur reserved for his opening center, Paramarthik Vidyalaya school. Here is 64 types of bhaktis limbs, early morning, Mangalarati to evening, continue following. Other way going, then sometime laziness, craziness, sometime, okay, today no kirtan, no problem. Today, no prasadam, then some fruit taking, yeah, hotel dhaba to bringing and eating. No need cooking, no need offering. Okay, today, Harinam, long time I'm chanting. Today, one day break is good. But ashram then, everything following seriously. And all are following, then how one is hiding, how long hiding? All pressure is going there. All, and then is cleaning and changing and remote controller, one presses, Acharya Guru, principal, he is already giving pressure. Everybody is looking and shaking. But other way, nobody our authority and guardian. Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga, they are our all in all. Then, first day, nobody possible, will be complete surrender. This diksha not one day complete. Diksha, first day, taking mantra, then after, every day diksha going off. Like this, primary school came, KG class. ABCD to every year, gradually progressing. After one day, bona fide qualified. The realization for Kram Mukti Marga necessary. Therefore, telling Adu Shraddha to Adu Shraddha, Tatu Sadhu Sangha. No Shraddha, then Sadhus for no respecting. Then Bhajana Kriya. Then Anartha Nibritti. Anartha going. Anartha Upasama Apagami. Then Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhukhaji. So now Anartha going, then respect coming for real Guru. Ya Vaishnava. So first, Shraddha, this faith is necessary. So who is giving? Gurudev, Ya Vaishnava, this faith is giving. Their respect is giving. This love is giving. This is called spiritual school. Yeah, spiritual program. They are teaching. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is starting. This starting program, he is like planting seed. And after Prabhupada, this everything is take care. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur desire with this, everything fulfilling is Manavishta Seva. But Prabhupada time, Prabhupada center opening. After his followers are now 1,100 crores center more opening. They are giving, Prabhupada sending Gaudiya Patai Ghare Ghare, Vaikunthiya Bhattabaho Piyon. He is sending, giving Shakti. Any new person came, Harinam chanting, Diksha taking, giving saffron cloth, after giving sannyas, giving Shakti, you go preaching. No staying in temple. Laziness, craziness is not Vaishnavism. Only enjoyer, they cannot getting bhakti. Thinking, I am chanting and reading and then I am crossing maya. Not possible. Not helping others, then how can God mercy coming? Therefore, telling, prayana deva munayo savimukta kama. Monam charanti je bijanana padartha nishtha manino. Oh, you are thinking, I am chanting alone and I am getting, crossing maya, I will be free from everything, freedom. Say, never, God mercy not coming. Very miser you, selfish you. You helping everybody, you going everywhere preaching, then God mercy coming, double, triple, fourth, 100 times. Why? You are kind for everybody. Otherwise, you not helping, you not talking with anybody, asasanga, you thinking, but then you are dead. No. Going. And every day, progress coming then. So, all world now running this Bhakti Munodhara. Just now hearing Bhakti Ganga Bhagirath. Bhagirath is bringing this water, but bathing, drinking, helpful, cleaning. But Bhakti Thakur writing, Gangar Parasoile Parshate Pavan, Darshane Pavitrakara, Ei Tumar Gun. Ganga bathing, Ganga drinking, Ganga near staying, oh, long time needed for purification. For. And Darshane Pavitrakara, Ei Tumar Gun. Vaishnav, Bhakta Darshan, Bas, the purifying all, cleaning all, giving paramartha. Telling, Haristhane aparade tare harinam, but tumasthane aparade nahi kohiram. Tumar rideshta Govinda Vishram, Govinda kohenamama Vishnu aparam. Lord Govinda, Lord Sri Hari, thinking, this world, I am resting in some places, but all places is contaminated. Too hot, too much fire. Everybody is A to Z. Anger fire, lusty fire, desire fire, how many fire? To God, how resting in the fire inside is? But Vaishnava Hridaya, cooling. Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. Jechaya Jagata Julaya. So, Bhaktam Thakur showing Vaishnava Hridaya, Govinda Vishram. They are resting God, Lord Sri Hari. That Vaishnavas, near you going, serving, following their footsteps, they are giving darshan, they are giving advice. You in practicing in your life, then you getting all benefit. Therefore, Bhakti Thakur is starting this Namhatta program. Everywhere going, don't looking, caste and religion, rich and poor, foolish and ignorance, don't looking, anartha, dakaiti and any thief, any nonsense, stupid people, no. Starting kirtan. Kirtana prabhave smarana hoibe, sekalin indijan bhajana sambhav. Kirtan necessary, without kirtan, not helpful anything. Kali yuga kebara nama adhara, sumira smarana ra uttari para. So Bhakti Thakur this, he is telling, nama chintamani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha, purna suddha nitya mukta abhinnatva nama namina. This nam not too ordinary. Anybody starting and practicing this nam, how is Naam Rasa? This is all giving consciousness, all foolishness is throwing, purifying. So Bhakti Thakur today is appears the Ishwar Chandra Mustafi, his grandfather, landlord, he is thinking, but after he is Bhakti Thakur for everything he is giving. He is going before all things offering for him. Bhakti Thakur says, you give me big, big storage. I am, my all books is all storing. And I am distributing, I am preaching. I am quickly government service to taking retirement. And I am distributing books. And programming I am starting. Everywhere going. No need more my service. A lot of service is passed. Ishtachandra Mustafa says, yes, I am very happy with you. That time his first is Ram Bhavan, Calcutta, opening one center, Bhakti Bhavan. They are to starting this program. So our good luck, all are is not going here and there, Otibali, Chuladhari, Gauranga Nagari, Aul Bal, Kartaveda, Naladarva Sai, this Martajati Gosai. Oh, how much is good fortune, good luck, came in this Bhakti Vinodhara. This respecting, remembering, offering pranam, try to follow, they are our authority and guardian, they're protecting, they're helping, they're teaching, they're eternal, they're not ordinary. 2 days, some days per not come, they're permanent every time, everybody take responsibility, anybody try to come and serving Mahaprabhu and following Mahaprabhu. Then Bhakti Thakur, Prabhupada, they are first telling, giving to Vibhornasram, no caste, no religion. Anybody? Harika bhajaso harika hoi. Jatpat puche na koi. No caste and religion for thinking. Anybody God followers? They are real Brahmin. There is God representative. They are God followers. So everything, teaching, our classes, running, this Bhakti Vinod Bani Vibhav, he is writing everything. Huh? All Chaitanya, Shikshamrita, this, all purport is this. Small, small books, Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, Bhaktivatta Vivek, this Prem Pradeep, Vijayan Gram Sanyasi, Jaiva Dharma, and the Bhajan Dhavishya. How many books? When he is writing? How possible? Night time, he is godroom. He is kerosene oil with which he is making fan. Fan is, look, if fan is electricity, that time no electricity. Kerosene oil is making fan. This fan is running. How is scientist? Also making kerosene oil with his lamp. Kerosene oil with his all machine. How much he is discovering everything? But in complete night he is only writing. Little resting? No. Sometimes Gurkshadar Babaji Maharaj midnight come. Arre Thakur, why are you calling me? You are in a big program and big feast. You sending somebody? Okay. Good smell coming. Also going Navadvip, Kuriya Pahad, Koladvip. That time come. Pass. Say, Babaji Maharaj, you forever stay here. No need going here too. You stay with me. Both are discussing Harikatha and Hari Kirtan, Mahaprasad, good for us. Gosvami Baba say, yes, I am staying, but here is, I am coming Harikatha for, Hari Kirtan for, but I am not making wait for anybody. He is sometimes bank of Ganga, inside Ganga water, sometimes any broken boat, sometimes municipal toilet, sometimes here and there staying, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very good close relation. Harikatha, Harikirtan and any seva for he is coming. So eternal world to the spiritual world to many others is came kind for us, but is Bhaktivinoda Thakur like he is now also his promise. He take all responsibility, therefore his all books, all kirtan, any songs you singing, you feeling is very well. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing with this Bengali, look, this Jashomati Nandana. Look, over world, everybody, all languages, everybody singing. Jai Sri Radha Madhava, any kirtan, everybody easily learning. No need pronunciation, no need changing. How is he giving this nectar? Everybody drinking. Ladies, gents, foolish, ignorance, qualified, any caste, any religion, over world, everybody. Not possible this is spreading these things. This nectar is how is tasteful. Therefore, all are very lucky. Today is Divine Appearance Day. All are foolish, ignorance. Be a lot of onartho, but not possible crossing this maya. But this Bhaktivinoda Thakur name is remembering. His name is Satchitananda Bhaktivinoda. Satchitananda, Satsarup, Vaishnava, Guru Varga, Balde Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, but no relation. But he is mercifully giving this good relation. Chit Krishna, this Hambit Shakti. But no gain, no knowledge, what is right or what is wrong, no understanding. Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving this pure knowledge. How will we active, therefore giving all good chances. Next, Ananda Surpini, Mahabhav Surpini, Radha Thakurani. Therefore, he is writing his songs. Bas Tarabali, Kamal Manjari, and how is everything, how is color, his Surup Siddha Parichaya, he himself is writing. Prabhupada, one time, Bhaktivilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, before Kunja Bihari Prabhu, he is calling his Siddha Surup name with his. So all are hearing, surprise, what Sri Prabhupada? Say, no, this is his real name. Gurkshadar Babaji Maharaj therefore giving Prabhupada his name, Vasubhanavi Dvaita Das. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself is writing what is his name, what is Surup, what is dress, everything. So this divine spiritual, this our authority, all are very lucky. No need here and there running. No need asking anybody. Oh, where all are? Very lucky. Bhaktum Thakur near. Rupar near. Guru Bhargava near. They are automatic. Teaching, take care, us, and after, how can we will be permanent sevak? And what is our service? All they arranging. So now, arati time over. Now is tomorrow, next program. Tomorrow, Haridas Thakur, disappears day. Yeah, tomorrow, other program. Gaur Pramanande.